Okay, so we'll read. I read first, then you can repeat first line. Dando dhammayatam asmi. Again. Dando dhammayatam asmi. Nitir asmi jigissatam. Maunam chai vasmi guyanam. Gyanam gyanam gyatvatam aham. Let's see, that doesn't rhyme so well. Huh? Dando dhammayatam asmi. Nitir asmi jigissatam. Maunam chai vasmi guyanam. Gyanam gyanavatam aham.
Dando
dhammayatam asmi.
Nitir asmi jigissatam.
Maunam chai vasmi guyanam. Gyanam gyanavatam aham. Okay, danda, punishment, dhammayatam, of all means of suppression, asmi, I am, niti, morality, asmi, I am, yigisatam, of those who seek victory, maunam, silence. Cha and Eva also asmi I am guyatana guyanam of secrets gyanam knowledge gyanavatam of the wise aham I am. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki?
Jai.
Among all means of suppressing lawlessness, I am punishment. And of those who seek victory, I am morality. Of secret things, I am silence. And of the wise, I am the wisdom. Purport by... Okay. There are many suppressing agents, of which the most important are those that cut down miscreants. When miscreants are punished, the agency of chastisement represents Krishna. Amongst those who are trying to be victorious in some field of activity, the most victorious element is morality. Among the confidential activities of hearing, thinking, and meditation, silence is most important, because by silence one can make progress very quickly. Wow, that's interesting. The wise man is he who can discriminate between matter and spirits, between God's superior and inferior natures. Such knowledge is Krishna himself. Okay. So yeah, this chapter, somebody knows what's the chapter called?
Vibhuti Yoga.
Vibhuti Yoga. So Vibhuti means
opulence
of the Lord. So meditation on the at this chapter is like a meditation on the opulence of the Lord. So Lord Krishna has said so many things about himself till now. Of the trees, I'm the Badyan tree, of the Kandarvas, I'm Chitaratra, of the horses, I'm Uchyasrava. So many things. The whole thing is meditation on Krishna. And here it says something very interesting in the purport. Let's go there. Amongst the confidential activities of hearing, thinking and meditation, silence is most important. So if we meditate on Krishna, silence is very important. Because silence, one can make progress very quickly. So of course we our process is always is hearing and chanting, that's not silence. But also silence have its place. So Krishna has many opulences. There is one opulence which I have in mind, and I want you to guess it. We are not supposed to guess, but still I want you to well, maybe you know it. The most important opulence of Krishna. After all the opulence have gone and gone, Hare Krishna says here two, three verses further, he said, what is the use of knowing all this? You know, I'm the beginning, I'm the middle and the end of living entities, I'm time, I'm everything, basically. I'm the sun, I'm the moon, I'm the earth, I'm the father, I'm the grandfather, I'm the grandmother, I am the best friend, I'm the shelter, I am the resting place, I am everything rests on me, as pearls are shred on a, strung on a thread. So everywhere is Krishna. So in the material world. So Krishna says to Arjuna, what's the use of knowing this? Because this whole material world I maintain and create just by a spark of my splendor. And so the glory of Krishna is so great that his whole material world is just like a spark of his of an unlimited fire, you know, little spark, this material world. So he says that at the end to Arjuna. What is this? I'm so great, you should know. But there is one quality which is greatest. Somebody, well, there is many, but let's try to meditate on a few tonight. There is like a few hundred here in the Bhagavad Gita, a few thousand qualities of Krishna. We want like two or three. So, renunciation is one quality, okay. I don't know if we can have them in the top three, but we have one, yeah. Another one?
Beauty.
Knowledge. Strength. Fame. It's none of them I'm looking for, but you know quality of Krishna. Yeah? Now, I actually somebody read Madhurya Kadambini. You read that? So, also, it's a nice story. There is one, I forgot the name of this devotee. But actually, he goes through all kinds of meditations. At the end he meets Krishna, and then when he meets Krishna, first he smells Krishna, so he goes in complete ecstasy and meditation on the smell of Krishna. Then he goes on, then he hears the voice of Krishna, and oh, he's so much, he is all his senses, they focus just on the voice of Krishna. Then he gets so much in ecstasy because Krishna's voice is so pleasing. Then he sees the form of Krishna, his beauty, and you know, he gets more and more. Now at the end there is one quality which overtakes all the other qualities. There's one quality. When the devotee tastes that quality, he goes mad with ecstasy. He's completely lost all his... Yeah, Madhurya Kadambini, Visvanatha Chakravarti Thakur. It's a small book, but it's very important. It speaks about all the different stages of devotional service. It says, like one of the... There is obstacles. One of the obstacles is... You just learned a student, he just learned ABCs, Sanskrit, you know, and he thinks he's a scholar and he becomes very proud. Oh, I know so much Sanskrit, you know, ABC. But, you know, that's an obstacle. There are so many obstacles on the path of devotional service. Now, he describes all these obstacles there, but actually he describes the qualities of Krishna, his voice, his qualities, and his pastimes. But then one quality of Krishna, this devotee, yeah? No. Yeah, well, the flute is also very, very, very mercy. It's mercy. Mercy. Krishna's mercy. When the devotee experiences that quality, because that quality is a very important one. So mercy, I want the one in the top three. We have two more. What another one? Love? Prema? Prema is a good word. No, prema. Prema, love. So we have karunika. Karunika, Krishna's... Karunika is merciful. And then love, Krishna is loving. Now another one. Kindness is the same, same as merciful. Anyway, Krishna's kindness, Krishna. Maybe Krishna's peace, the silence here. Here it says silence. in order to be really silent, you have to be really peaceful within. Eh? I'm reading here about silence, and now I have to start talking for half an hour. No silence. Maybe you can do a little silence in the class. Silence is very important. You can make advancement. Because the point is, we want to fix our consciousness on Krishna. This is the Krishna conscious movement, so we want to fix our consciousness on the highest the highest aspect. It is Vedanti, Vedat, Tatvam, Yat Jnanam Avyayam, Brahmatmeti, Paramatmeti, Iti, Bhagavan Iti, Sapyate. So the wise, the sages, they have concluded that the absolute truth is built up in three different stages. Is Brahman, is the unlimited spiritual light, the Brahman, no qualities, only light, endless light. Then Paramatma, localized aspect of God in heart of living entities. And then Bhagavan, the supreme personality of Godhead. It's the absolute truth consists of those three. It is the supreme personality of Godhead. And now you can call him Krishna or Shiva, we keep that in the middle. Here we call him Krishna. But if you just have to hear, the supreme personality, the highest personality is God. So he, and then is localized aspect in your heart, in my heart, in his heart, same God in her heart, same God there, And this is actually what Prabhupada said. This is this superior knowledge. We discriminate between matter and spirit. The matter means the body. The body is this body is from Holland. That body is from Poland. He's also from Holland. You're from Spain. You're from India somewhere, no? And but that's body. So but knowledge means to see what is different between matter and spirit. So spirit is inside. So that's consciousness. That's you. I'm conscious. Now, so if we look outside, we have to try to see the consciousness within the body, not the body, not while he's young, he's old, he's rich, poor. No, it's similar vision, equal vision. That is knowledge. And that's real wisdom, and that can be very quickly by some silence. You have to listen inside, because the real world is the heaven, the heaven of Vaikuntha. We say Vaikuntha or heaven, it doesn't matter what name you call it. That's the real world, which is created by Krishna for eternity, full of knowledge and bliss. There is only happiness and happy pastimes going on. Everybody's happy and everybody's full of knowledge. And there is no cessation, it's eternal, it goes on unlimitedly. So so Krishna, the loving father, the very merciful father, he created out of his love all the living entities. And the living entities, he created the living entities also in a loving way. So they love one another. The brothers, they love the brothers from the same father. And so Krishna, full of love, out of his love, he expanded himself into the living entities, and he wants the living entities to expand that love too, by loving one another. Now, if we do that, then we're in Vaikuntha, then we have real ego, then we're in our real consciousness, when we're fully in love with Krishna and all our brothers, with unlimited living entities, according to Bhagavad Gita. Now, if we are in a false consciousness, or ahankara, you hear about ahankara, the false ego, not the real ego. The real ego is Son of God, and the false ego is, yes, I'm from Holland, I'm rich, I'm poor, I'm so many designations, upadis. There's many verses in many scriptures who talk about we have nectar of devotion, and the most famous verse is sarv upadi vinir muktam tat parat nena nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. That service to the Supreme Lord is free from the upadis. That means I am a servant, nothing else. I'm a son. And Krishna is very merciful. Also full of knowledge, Krishna is very merciful. So it's very blissful and very peaceful. There is enormous, there is peace, there is no stress. Let's do a little few deep breaths, and when you breathe out, you go like. You breathe out, relax, and then with your mind too. And then we have to listen. Then we have to listen to what Krishna says inside. He is in our heart. He can tell us. Of course, it's a practice. Yeah? It's a practice. It's a lifelong practice. But we're meditating now on the mercy of Krishna. Yeah? We come to meditation. It's not a silent meditation. Our meditation is you hear me speak. Sorry, that's the class, you know. So I speak. So I meditate on what I'm speaking. You meditate on what I'm saying. And in this way, we try to remember Krishna. So the most important quality, or one of them, is mercy. Yeah? Krishna is unlimitedly mercy. He is full of mercy for all living entities, for all of his sons. He wants the best for everyone. He is full of love. And whatever we've done wrong, whatever we think we have done wrong in this world, Krishna can forgive it within one moment. Yeah? So Krishna, he can, the lowest of the lowest, he can immediately help back to Vaikuntha by his mercy. And the only qualification is to be open to receive it. Yeah? So that's why that silence needs to be there. We have to be conscious. Yeah? When is Krishna giving us our mercy? When is he giving it to us? Actually, always. The idea is we try to be conscious of Krishna's mercy when it's happening in all its different forms. And then if we see that, yes, Krishna's there. He's helping me. He's helping me closer to him. He is training me. Because Krishna is training us. He's in our heart of all living entities. There's 7 million human beings on this planet. It's much more living entities. But he's in the heart of every human being. And he's helping every one of them as quickly back to God as is possible. Now, if it's up to Krishna, it will take only a few seconds, or less than a second, because Krishna is so powerful. But it is not really up to Krishna, it's up to us. If we are ready, if we are open up, if we are believing it, if we really accept we are Son of God, my only work is to always think about him. What is that verse? Manmana bhavamat bhakto. Madhyayi, mam namaskaru, pay obeisances to me, mat bhakto, become my devotee. Yeah? What is a devotee? Become either a friend or a servant or something, a relationship with Krishna, mat bhakto. Yeah? That's all actually Krishna is asking from us, to become his devotee. And how we do that? Yeah, we have to go deep within and listen to the mind. Yeah? Now we're going to talk about the mind, because yoga practice goes about the mind. This mind is not a bad thing. If a mind, when it's absorbed in false ego, then it gives us suffering. But a mind absorbed in God consciousness gives us happiness. Eh? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, this mind is either your best friend or your worst enemy. The mind fixed on Krishna is our best friend. The mind fixed on the material energy, I'm man, I'm woman, this is the first one. Or friends, enemy. You're my friend, you're my enemy. And you're in the middle. I don't, you know, neither friend nor enemy. Because of this, our consciousness is absorbed in the material world. We always see friends, or friends, they can help me, they can give me. And enemies, I don't like them. And people, yeah, they are. I don't see them. But this is the cause of our ignorance. There are no friends and enemies, there are no good and bad. They are actually only sons of God in the reality. What false ego made of every living entity is what a living entity thinks of himself, what he is. That is the illusion. It's actually not real. Nothing in this material world is as any ultimate reality. This body definitely not. 80 years. Arjuna says, I don't want to fight. Krishna says, what's the big problem, you know? Before, if you think there is no soul, before, there was millions of years you was not there. Now you're 80 years this body, and then after, when there is no soul, unlimited, you're not there. So what is the problem about this 80 years when you get killed? But if there is a soul, anyway, there is a soul, and if you think you are the soul, then if you're conscious of who we really are, then we are eternally happy, full of bliss. And if you're conscious of anything else, whatever it is, it will give us problem. So today my personal meditation is that I have to give up, I have to forgive everything I saw this world did to me. What is the, in this world, so many people did things to me. Yeah? I'm now 58 years in 2 days. I'm 58 in 2 days, 58 years, 2 days, and 9 months in the womb, 7 months in the womb. And anyway, am I the body? Or am I the soul? Now, anyway, I've been practicing to see what is real. Whenever when I was very young kid, I knew there has to be something real, there is something which is not real. So the reality can never be threatened, and the illusion has never existed. The reality is, I am an eternal son of God. I cannot be killed, I cannot be broken into pieces, I cannot be sad, I cannot, nothing wrong can happen. That's the reality. Illusion is, I'm sick, I'm dying, I'm getting old, I'm suffering, or I'm rich, or I'm successful, or I'm better than others. That's a real illusion. If you think you're better than anybody else, good illusion to be in. Well, not good to be in, but that's a very strong one. I'm better than others. Because I'm a man, I'm better than woman. That's man, woman. If you see in regards to men and women, we see completely ignorance. We don't really see the person. Bhagavad Gita says this is actually more of goodness. We're not even talking about transcendental knowledge. In the mode of goodness is to see the same soul in all different bodies. Knowledge in the mode of passion is to see different bodies and think there are different souls. And mode of ignorance means you see nothing. I don't know what you see. You see nothing. But our idea is to come closer to Krishna by meditating on him. And Krishna is always very close by when we see others around us. There's always other people around us. Then we have to see these are also sons of God. Whatever they're doing, maybe they're not doing such a good activities. Maybe they are. I don't know. What is our association? We should always know whatever they're doing, that's not what they are. They're not this body. They're not their activities. They're not even their qualities. They might be good singers or good talkers or good whatever. It's not also not. There may be beautiful women. There may be strong men. No, none of that. That's all. And as long as we identify ourselves and others, strong men, beautiful men, rich men, we are in this illusion, in this duality, and we're always suffering. There is no way out. We are constantly in the suffering situation. As long as we are thinking we are this body, we are suffering. Bas, there is no comfortable situation in this material world. Not very long. But as long as we remember we are the spirit soul, I'm eternal, son of God. And we remember who is Krishna. We meditate on his, tonight we meditate specially on his mercifulness. You can meditate on his beauty. You can meditate on his knowledge or his blissfulness. We meditate on the blissfulness of the guru too. The guru, he is so much absorbed in bliss, in Krishna consciousness. The guru is so much absorbed in Krishna consciousness, bliss, that it also inspires us to get bliss too. It's Gayatri Mantra, one of our Gayatri Mantras. We meditate on the guru who is absorbed in the bliss of Krishna consciousness. That bliss or that mercy from guru, from Krishna. And if we remember, then we don't feel the suffering. Then I think, I'm getting old, I'm dying, where's my money going to come from? You know, there is one horrible statistic. Every year in India, 70,000 people commit suicide. They're all farmers because they couldn't pay the bank loans. 75,000 people every year. There's so many more people commit suicide, just 75,000 farmers. Why are you talking about that? Talking about Krishna's mercy. Those people are very much absorbed. I'm this body. I'm, and it is very hard. If you're a householder and you have wife and children, I have wife and children. I can't pay for them to eat. I feel terrible. I feel completely failed. It's horrible. It's true. It's not nice. But that's the material world. Sometimes it happens. Not only in India, all over the world, these things happening. But then there is only one solution. Those things are all temporary. Those things are not really. This is not really me. And then on the other side, if Prabhupada usually mentions that if you're a devotee, then also you have enough to eat. Devotees always have to eat. If you're a devotee of the Lord, you don't die from hunger. And as long as you have good to eat and you have a roof above your head, then what more do you need? We need nice consciousness to think about Krishna, to think about his mercy, to experience his mercy, to associate with the devotees and talk about Krishna with one another, our family, our people around us. How nice is Krishna? How nice, in the spiritual world? We forget everything about material consciousness. And that can be practiced this is also a quality. Krishna doesn't really has that. Well, he has it too, but it's in the have forgiving. We have to forgive. Krishna doesn't have to forgive. He doesn't see any faults. They say by Lord Jagannath, he sees only the good things his devotee has done. He doesn't see any bad thing. He can't see that. He only sees the good. And so for him there is no forgiveness. But for us, we have to try to forgive. It's still an illusion, forgive, because there is the Son of God doesn't need to be forgiven. He can have made mistakes, but he's not sinful, so he doesn't need to be forgiven. But forgiveness helps. So in the personal life, we can try to forgive all the people around us who we sometimes we hate people. There are some persons we just hate. We can't stand them. You know, they get on my nerves, you know, as soon as they open their mouth, I go, you have those people. And you think, they are not, they're not very good. Now, also those people, we have to try to learn to forgive. We have to try to learn to forgive ourselves. This is for psychology. It's so important. Many people who are with, depression or low self-esteem, they can't get... They just can't forgive themselves. They're constantly saying, I'm so bad, and I'm worthless, and I'm not good enough. I can't, I'm not good enough. And people don't like them. These are the two things, the biggest fears in the material world. I'm not good enough, and people won't like me. They won't like me, So I'm afraid. But actually, the soul is good enough, and he's very likable. And that's what we all are. So it's very important, again, to go back to the reality. Who are we in reality? Not who we are in temporary, sinful, or ignorant life. We have to meditate who we really are. We are sons of God. We are every soul, from his unlimited souls, is perfect as he is. So also me, also you. Let's try to realize this point. We are perfect. In essence of how we were created, Krishna, our God, didn't create imperfect living entities. He created everyone. Now the living entity, some or other, basically through his consciousness, he degraded himself in lower and lower positions. Now we're in a material body. I don't know anything else than material body. I cannot speak anything out of it. But we degraded our consciousness into thinking, I'm this body. This is... The spiritual nature, Sapta Brahman, spiritual sounds, it enters, that's the most subtle, and it becomes grosser and grosser through the whole process of creation, and then ultimately it takes on the five elements. This is the most dense form of spiritual consciousness, matter. So if we, as consciousness, think we are matter, our consciousness is in the most dense form. If you think I'm a body, if you think I'm a Brahman, if you think I'm a sannyasi, if you think I'm a sudra, if you think I'm a vaishya, we immediately, our consciousness goes more to matter, because that's not what we are. That's what the body is at the moment, due to our karma, due to our activities over many lifetimes. That's not what we are. That's not what we should think we are. That's what we should say to others that we are. Oh, who am I? Okay, it depends if you do business or you're not going to say I'm spirit soul. But, basically, to make spiritual advancement, you should introduce yourself to yourself. I'm a son of God. I'm a spirit soul. I'm eternal. I'm full of bliss. I'm full of all good qualities. And not only me, everybody else I'm seeing too. I cannot leave anybody out. And we have one story of one devotee. He says to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya, give me the sins of all the living entities in this universe. So all their karma is gone, And I will stay here suffering all the sins. They come back to Godhead. What was his name now?
Come on.
Vasudev Datta. Actually, the practical application, give them the garland. The practical application of this is that that when we look at others, that we are not making judgments. We don't judge. He's like this, she is like this. We try to say what's in the Shastra. All these living entities are part and parcels of me, says Krishna, and they're full of good qualities. They're so many things in Bhagavad Gita. I can't say it all in half an hour. I think I said enough now. Any questions or comments? That's what it says here, some silence. Silence means no material sound. And of course, there is two things. For meditation, you can try to make your mind empty. We're not going to do it now. You close your eyes, you sit comfortably, and you breathe deeply, and you just empty your mind. And then you ask to God, you ask to Krishna, you live in my heart, I know you're there. You know, I know the spiritual world is very close. I keep my eyes closed. It's easier when you keep your eyes closed, meditation. Don't look, it's immediately, you keep your eyes closed. You go in your heart and say, Krishna, you're there. I want to experience your mercy. I want to come closer to you. So that's the question. So you repeat that a few times too. I want to come closer. I want to meet you. And then you go silence. And then you listen. If you hear something. You hear something, and that's the silence is very important. If you can keep 10 minutes quiet, but still you're conscious of what you want, Krishna, I want to hear you. I want to hear your voice, because if I can hear your voice, I know exactly what to do. Well, actually, Krishna, if you hear Krishna's voice, it's very interesting. He will say, "My dear son, I love you very much, and there's nothing you have to do. you're already perfect." If you're really listening, Krishna says you don't. There is nothing to do already. Somebody who thinks he's the doer or has to do, he's a Muda, no? Kartaham iti manyate. I'm the doer. I have to do. I have to prepare this class. I have to learn the slokas. I have to this. Otherwise, I have to, no. I don't have to do. I have to sit here and let Krishna speak. That's the idea. What I'm saying are the words from Krishna. Should be, as much as possible. But as a meditation, you can do that for yourself. You don't have to listen to another saying that. Say, I'm the son of God. Krishna, speak to me. If we have surrendered to Krishna, all our problems are already solved. All the activities are already performed. And all our desires are more fulfilled than we want. So the only thing is surrender. Now surrender goes also in that silence, or in that question, in this asking, this desire. Actually, it's a desire. And now we get a Krishna conscious quote. Otherwise, they say, "Well, Prem, what you say is not true." But the desire, laulam ekam mulam, au laula ekalam mulam. You know that verse? The eagerness to have this. Janmakoti sukritena lapyate. That's another part of the verse. Even after millions, Janmakoti, millions of years of performing pious activities, Artek Putya, whatever, pious activities, giving money to people, you cannot have devotional service. You can only get devotional service by this Laoyam, this intense desire to have it. So how does it go in meditation? You ask Krishna, I want it. Now, of course, we are not have such a strong desire. I'm not a big yogi. I'm not. But even this little bit, Krishna, I want this. He's immediately there. He's so merciful. Yeah, here you got it. How much you want? My grandfather, he was also so merciful. Grandfather, I want some. Oh, how much money? This help you. Me for my daughter. When my daughter has something, I'm ready. I drive her to here. I do this for her. Because Krishna's the same for his devotees. So you just have to ask it. But yeah, but then we don't have to ask for nadanam, nadinam, nasundarim, nakafitam, and no. Yeah, is that the verse? Yeah. We don't have to ask for material things. Because if we ask for material things, we get them all also. Hey, because Krishna is there for desire, wish fulfilling tree, kalpa avriksha. But if you have a desire, yeah, no. Okay, I hear so much about Krishna consciousness, I hear so much about the happiness, I hear so much about the bliss, I hear so much about this deep satisfaction and joy. Listen to again, deep satisfaction and joy and peace. Nice, no? Deep satisfaction, joy and peace. Okay, Krishna, let me experience something today, you know? Maybe, you know, by his mercy. So, but then we have to be quiet and open, and Krishna, in most cases, he will immediately... He will immediately respond to our sincere desire. And it has to, yeah, like I said, doesn't have to be such a big, you know, we're not big yogis. A little bit. A little, what I'm reading lately often, is say we have to give a little space. You know, a little room for Krishna to enter. Not always keep it in our own mind, and this and that, and he did that, and she did that, and now I have to go and do that, and I should have done that, and that, you know, the whole mind. Now we have to empty that out. You know, forget it for now, and listen to the voice of God. Now every day he says something else. You know, you can try to steer it by now that I want to know about this. But if you can completely go and you listen, and it doesn't mean that I'm now saying silent meditation is the thing in Krishna consciousness. No, it's just here a little bit about this silence. 5 minutes, 5 minutes a day. Go and listen. Let's see what Krishna says. He will say something. He will say something. If you only have a little, if you give him a little space to enter. I remember one of the big book distributors. This man, Navana Nirada, he distributed 1,000 books, 50,000 books like this every year. That means 1,000 books a day, every day of the year. You don't, 50 every week of the year. 1,000 books. And what he said the same thing. How did he do that? Yeah, for me, unbelievable. How can you sell that on the street, not, going from person to person, 1,000 books like this every week of the whole year? 50,000 book points. This is 2.5 book points, these are smaller books. Anyway, it's still very difficult, I tell you. So, but he says you just have to get out of the way. That's basically, the mind has to get out of the way and let Krishna work through you. And that's with everything. That's with, when you have to give class or when you have to do something, you'll have to let, because it's Krishna basically who is the quality in man. No, that's one of the qualities. He's the strength in man. He's the quality. He's the intelligence in man. He's the knowledge. He's the wisdom. We just read it all. Yes, he can come to us. That's the idea. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right. Srila Prabhupada said that also very strongly. Bhakti yoga is not from we work ourselves up to God by all our austerities. We open up so that God can come on to us. That's what he says about Bhakti yoga. Yeah, remember? It's very very important point. So we should, I'm not saying we should not do all these rules and regulations sadhana. Well, we should definitely not forget this part. It's up to you, because ultimately, when the acharyas speak about it, bhakti only comes from bhakti. It cannot be produced by activities or doing. Or bhakti has to come from the source. And that source is bhakti himself, Krishna. So bhakti comes from Krishna and through his devotees. That's very important. It becomes easy for us to experience that bhakti through Krishna's devotees. Also directly by meditation on his heart, but also listening to devotees who are experiencing that mercy themselves. If we can have persons around us who actually feel that mercy and who are actually happy, because they have to be happy, that's one thing. They have to be happy, they have to be peaceful. A devotee is peaceful, prasanatma. There is, without being peaceful, there is no way. There is no way. Peaceful is very important. There's a few verses in Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada says, Muktanam, Apishinanam, Narayana, Parayana, Sadulabham, Prasanatma. That's the verse. A devotee of Krishna amongst 10 million, again Koti, 10 million liberated jnanis who can see the difference between matter and spirit. They don't see any more bother, they are liberated. 10 million, one devotee of Krishna is very hard to find. That is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, and he's Prasanatma, that's what it says. Prasanta, he's peaceful. He's no more disturbed by anything in this material world. So it's, yeah, so yeah, this peace is very important. Let's practice what you're saying. What I'm saying. I'm trying to do, but you know, not, sometimes I also get worked up and I say, Shanti, you know, peace and happiness, not just peace and happiness. What is the use of being peaceful and not happiness? And happiness is in relationship, yeah, relationship between son and the father, and between the sons and between one another. That's where we can practice it here in the material world, to try peaceful, loving relationship between all living entities who meet one another. I'm saying it now. I'm unfortunately not on this level. I'm just practicing. I cannot be full of love of everybody I meet. So. But that's what a devotee is automatically. And when he realizes who is Krishna and who are his. But that's the practice. This is the goal. We have to keep the goal in front. That's where I want to go. And now I'm practicing. And Krishna will help. That's the good thing. He said, when we have shown some sincerity, when we have started on the path of devotion, we showed some sincerity, Krishna will take us until we finish it. You know, he will take us from beginning to end. And he will, he says, I promise you this, once you started, I will take you to the end. So Krishna will take us to the end. All of us. Because we all have heard and chanted and know about Krishna and we have meditated. So Krishna will take us there. We have nothing to worry about. That's the first thing. It's nothing to worry about. No worry. Worry is ignorance. Krishna is in control. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you.